This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Lots of breaking news to tell you about. Breaking news left and right. Federal judge allows Trump administration's restrictions on transgender troops. Amen. God bless you. A federal judge in Maryland. You getting sick of winning yet? Federal judge in Maryland cleared the way today, Thursday, for the Trump administration to implement broad restrictions on transgender people serving in the military. U.S. District Judge George Russell III rescinded an earlier order that he'd issued to bar the administration from putting its policy in place. The Supreme Court in January lifted similar injunctions in cases filed in California and Washington State, but the order issued in Maryland remained until Thursday. In a six-page ruling, Russell said he had to follow the Supreme Court's lead, could not make exceptions for transgender individuals in the Maryland case seeking to enlist or become military officers. The court is bound by the Supreme Court's decision to stay the preliminary injunctions in their entirety. The Defense Department said in a statement after the ruling, the current policy allowing transgender troops to serve will remain effective until the department issues further guidance, which will be forthcoming in the near future. And, of course, you know it was the right way to rule because the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, lead attorney for the transgender service members, said the ruling does concrete severe harm, called it outrageous and irrational, that the government would not accommodate five of his clients who are on the cusp of enlisting or being commissioned as officers. It's petty. It's disappointing. When you drill down to the level of real people making career plans, you know what I say to you? Maybe your people just have to pursue a different career. Maybe the military just isn't right for someone who doesn't know if they have a penis or a vagina. Did you ever think about that? Maybe you should just think about that a little bit. You know? Wayne Root is a bulldozer, a battle axe, and a bull in a china shop. I just never considered becoming a ballerina. Maybe that career isn't right for Wayne Root. Maybe shooting people with guns isn't right for somebody who doesn't know if they have a penis or a vagina. What a joke. Also, this just in, breaking news. Paul Manafort sentenced to 47 months, not 47 years, 47 months in prison on bank and tax fraud charges. I think that's fair. Former Trump chairman Paul Manafort on Thursday sentenced to 47 months in prison after a federal jury in Virginia convicted him on 8 counts of bank and tax fraud. Nothing to do with President Trump. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Okay, Manafort, who's been dealing with health issues, looked unwell. He entered the courtroom in a wheelchair. He said the last 2 years have been the most difficult of his life that he and his family have ever experienced. Appeared to choke up as he told the judge he appreciated the trial that has been conducted. They said he hid income from political work overseas from the IRS while fraudulently obtaining millions in bank loans. And so there it is. What did that have to do with President Trump? Nothing. Zero. Zero. In any case, 47 months in prison. Maybe he's out in 3 years in good behavior and he can get on with his life. Here's the most important news of the day. The statement from CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council on American-Islamic Relations. You got to hear this. You have to hear this. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, the nation's largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization, that's a nice way of saying front for terrorism, today issued a statement responding to the planned vote on a House resolution condemning anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other forms of bigotry. CAIR said all Americans should support statements denouncing anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other forms of bigotry. Unfortunately, this resolution was introduced to silence legitimate criticism of domestic support for the discriminatory and segregationist policies of the foreign government, meaning Israel, that received billions of American taxpayer dollars. We welcome changes to the resolution made in response to criticism by grassroots coalitions and voices of conscience within the House. That's how you know it's the fix was in, and the Democratic Party is in the bag for the Muslim extremist viewpoints and for the Jew haters of the world. What a joke. What an absolute freaking joke. All right. My column came out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal today, by the way, which hit hard at MGM for the parking fiasco, charging $25 to park at their properties, and now they're laying off thousands of employees. Gee, I think it didn't work too well, as Wayne Root predicted. And why they've got a Michael Jackson show at Mandalay Bay still, as the rest of the world is starting to ban, little by little, all of Michael Jackson's songs, because he was a pedophile! What a surprise! I knew it 25 years ago. Everyone in Hollywood knew it. It's the worst-kept secret in the world. You're never going to find a local radio host, let alone in Vegas, who has Wayne Root's breadth of experience in life and knowledge of what's going on, because local radio hosts, let alone national radio hosts, didn't spend their lives in Hollywood like I did. Didn't go to Columbia University pre-law with Barack Obama. Didn't spend, 30 years as an entrepreneur making millions of dollars in the business world, and sure didn't spend time producing reality TV shows in Hollywood and hosting major shows and being up for major game shows. Almost came so close to replacing Chuck Woolery as the host of Gambit for Merrill Heater, the greatest game show producer in the history of Hollywood. Picked me out of everyone in the entire Los Angeles and the whole Hollywood world, picked me to be the new replacement of Gambit. And then ABC just decided not to pick up the show. But I was chosen to be the new host. So it's just a different background I've had in my lifetime. And 25 years ago, when I was in Hollywood, when I tell you everyone that I knew who was an insider in Hollywood, all knew that Michael Jackson was a pedophile, and he was raping little boys, and that he was a disgusting human being, and they wanted to stay away from him, but no one wanted to be the one to say it. Because the Jackson family had money and power, and they would have sued someone in those days if they said it. Now the evidence is overwhelming. So I wrote that in the column today, too. You got to close that show. You can't have a show on the Vegas Strip celebrating a pedophile. Are you kidding me? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Can't have that. And so it's just funny because someone gave me an email as for speaking. I read your columns regularly in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I usually disagree. Today I read it and totally agree. Well said, all very true. Thank you. Isn't that interesting? Because today's column was a little on the liberal side. And that's the third or fourth letter I've gotten today from liberals in Las Vegas who read my column and said, I liked your column today. I never agree with you. I loved your column today. Because they know. Liberals talk about greed, and I hate when they do that because there's no such thing as greed. In capitalism, the market lets you charge what you could charge. There's nothing wrong with charging $25 for parking. Unless if the public says, yuck, and I'm never going to your property again. Then the public smacks you in the face, kicks you in the cojones, and you go out of business. Or your business goes way under, and the CEO gets fired. And that's what should happen to Jim Murren. That's okay. That's capitalism. He made a very dumb decision. Okay, I don't like using the word greed. They think anytime someone makes money, it's greed. That's not true. All of capitalism is greed. You make a dollar, you want to make $1.50, I guess that's greed. That's not bad. Nothing wrong with that. Greed is why people get hired. Capitalism and greedy capitalists like Wayne Root are the reason people are hired in the world. There'd be no jobs if people didn't have ambition. If I had just settled for being a government employee making $42,000 a year and a pension someday and a nice health care package, there'd be no employees, except at one point I had 150 employees for 10 years. All of them owe their existence and their restaurant visits and their movie visits and their kids in private school or their kids in college and their mortgage payments to Wayne Root having lots of ambition. And I guess greed. I've always been greedy. When I made $100,000, I wanted to make $500,000. When I made $500,000, I wanted to make $1 million. I'm never satisfied. That's the hallmark of America and the American dream and capitalism. So I have no problem with Jim Murren wanting to charge $25 for parking. I would have just made the same argument I made in the newspaper. If I was an executive, I would have made it in the boardroom. Don't do it. For every $25 you think you're going to collect, you're going to lose $100 in gambling play, in slots play, whatever they do, poker, craps, whatever, but mostly slots in Vegas, and you're going to lose a $100 meal. They're going to come here, and they would have gambled, and they would have spent $100 on a meal. And instead, they're not coming here at all. So you're not going to make the 25 because they're not going to be here. And you're going to lose the 100 and the 100. It's a disastrous decision. Jim Murren, you can't be that dumb, can you? That's what I would have said if I was in the boardroom. How dumb are you, man? That's not greedy. That's stupid. Everyone knows valet parking is free in Vegas, let alone the stupid parking garages that are a quarter mile from the property. When it's cold out, it's freezing. When it's warm out, it's burning hot. And you could get mugged or run over by a car. And you're going to charge people for that? To go in a garage and walk a quarter mile in the heat or the cold? But valet parking, there are wheelchair-bound people that need it. And there are women that need it so they don't get mugged and raped in the parking lot. And then there are people like Wayne Root. I won't go to a casino unless I park valet. Why not? It's free. You give the guy $2 and he's the happiest guy in the world. I usually give him 5. Sometimes I give him 10. Occasionally I give him a 20. Guess what? I don't want to give him anything now. I'm not showing up. I'm not parking valet when it costs $20-$25 to valet. And if I did, I sure wouldn't give much of a tip. You ruined everything. See, the end result is I just don't go to your casino anymore. So liberals actually agree with me on this one because all the liberals believe it was greedy and disgusting and he brought it upon himself, Jim Murren, and they are right. He's lost the liberals and the conservatives. And I think the liberals agree that the Michael Jackson should not be celebrated with a show on the Vegas Strip. This segment of the show is sponsored by Cenogenics, by the way. Cenogenics made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. Anti-aging, defying aging, healthy aging. They're the guys that created it all. I'm living proof. Most males over the age of 50 are in big trouble, but they don't even know it yet. They saved my life. Thank you, Cenogenics. I feel so good, man. I was in a world of hurt. Now I feel great. 888-YOUNGER. Call them up. 888-YOUNGER. What they did for Wayne Root, they could do for you. 888-YOUNGER. Free, no obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER. Call them now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. We got our book giveaway in this segment, the Ron Corey book, Tenacity. Guy's living the American dream. He came to Vegas as a rough guy and tough guy from Brooklyn and a former Marine that had two dimes in his pocket and became a poker dealer or a blackjack dealer at the Tropicana Hotel. And then he goes on to own car dealerships and restaurants and bars and gaming properties and become one of the most successful men in all of Las Vegas. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. He went up against the city and the dirty cops and the corrupt politicians and the mob wannabes. My buddy Ron Curry is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is his new book. It's all about what it takes to make it with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. He didn't just beat the police in City Hall. He beat stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. There's a script being passed around Hollywood now, and they're getting a lot of interest for it. And Michael Madsen has really helped because he's the guy that voiced the audiobook. He's the star of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill. He's a friend of Quentin Tarantino. And so he's gotten a lot of interest for Ron for his new book, Tenacity. You want to read it, go to Amazon today. Order Tenacity by Ron Corey, that's spelled C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You could also not only go to Amazon, but you could visit Ron's website, roncoreyauthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, roncoreyauthor.com. Get a copy of Tenacity today, and we're giving a copy away free right now. We've given away, I believe, 8 of them, or maybe today's number 8. I think we've given away 7 of them, today's number 8. In number 8 day of the Tenacity book giveaway, free copy to the third caller right now. Caller number 3 gets a free copy of Ron Corey's new book, Tenacity. Be caller number 3 right now. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Chris, my board op's waiting for your call. All right, and we'll announce the winner during the show. Let's grab a couple calls real quick. We've got Dina in Henderson, Nevada. Dina, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for being patient. I just couldn't get you till now, but you've been on there a long time, so we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. No problem. Well, I just have a couple things I wanted to say. As you know, Laura Loomer, she investigated the jihadi Ilhan Omar before the election even took place and tried to expose about her marrying her brother and the and all the fraud that was involved in her actual immigration and a lot of things that were just ignored. And as we know, Ilhan, the jihadi, went on to be elected. I really think this is like a Trojan horse. It really, really worries me. And I just, I don't know. I feel like we've been infiltrated big time.
Yeah,
but,
I'm with you.
I don't know if you caught, if you caught the video. I had somebody send it to you on Twitter here a few hours ago because I've been kicked off Twitter, ironically on 9/11. But in regards to what's going on in West Virginia right now, where the actual contractor was there on the site and he was explaining what was going on, that they were forced to build this compound there, that they actually moved the white people and the black people, this is his wording, down away in standard housing to make all this new compound for these Syrian Muslim so-called refugees that are being brought in 2 months there. And they're taking down the church, or I'm sorry, yeah. No, they're taking down also a funeral home next to that property and building a huge mosque, he said. And it's all being, you know, funded.
Well, listen, Gina, this goes on all over the United States. There are mosques going up all over Las Vegas, so it's not West Virginia. Do you have any idea how many mosques there are in Las Vegas now? Who allows all this to happen? I don't know. I guess they call it religious freedom. Anyone could build anything they want. If you could build a church or a synagogue, they say it's okay to build a mosque. But is it? Is it okay to build a mosque if they believe in Sharia law? Is it okay to build a mosque overlooking the 9/11 ruins when we all know that the goal of Muslims are conquering Americans, and that's why they wanted it to be over the ruins so they could show laugh at us that they conquered us? Is it really okay to build a mosque wherever you want to build it? I don't know. I have very mixed feelings in a nation where I believe in freedom. There's certain freedoms. You got to be pretty stupid to let some people in whose goal in life is to come in and kill you. That's not freedom. That's stupidity. That's why you don't stop someone coming in because they're Muslim. You just extreme vet. You extreme vet and you make sure what they believe in. You check out their social media. You check out their emails. You check out their criminal record. And if there's anything suspect, they never get into our country. You make it Fortress America. Dina, thank you for the call. Dina from Henderson, Nevada. Music means we're heading out for a break. We've got Robert from Vegas who's been patiently on hold. We'll try and grab him. We get back. We'll have a guest. We get back. Lots of good things here at War Now. Megan Barth is in the house. Well, actually, she's on the phone waiting for us as we speak. So we'll have Megan when we get back as well. ReaganBabe.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives passed a bill condemning hate speech. Now, this started out as a proposed resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. The original proposal was aimed at recent comments by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. The freshman lawmaker recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing an alliance to a foreign country. Republican Congressman from Georgia Doug Collins debating the resolution.
By bringing together things that are thrown together at the last minute, that leave out death threats to any other member besides two groups of members, that leave out others who have been hated upon. It breaks my heart.
American Airlines is grounding planes and canceling flights due to a problem with overhead compartments. The airline says an outside vendor recently updated several Boeing 737 aircraft, but the work was not up to their standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
That was interesting, wasn't it? Anthony Scaramucci really likes Wayne Root. Some man love going on there between two very macho straight men. But as much as you can love a guy, Scaramucci, the Mooch, loves the Root. I liked it. One of the best quotes of all time. That was a great quote. Where did I write it down? I wrote it somewhere. He said the trilogy. Wayne Root, Anthony Scaramucci, and Sean Hannity. The Donald Trump trilogy. I like it. He said, you were there before Donald Trump was there. You were for Trump before Trump was even running. That's a good quote. I got to save that. All right, Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of this segment of the show. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. You know the drill. You've heard me say how much I love gold and silver. It's just wealth insurance. You don't leave the house without car insurance or health insurance or life insurance. You don't have a house without homeowners insurance, mortgage insurance. You'd have to be crazy to do any of those things. And occasionally people do those things, and they get burned. Every time you hear about flooding and earthquakes, you hear about people who never took the right insurance, and they lose their whole home, and it's a total loss. You know, I remember I moved to L.A. many, many years ago. This was going back to 1989. I moved to L.A., and I knew that there are fires. I knew there are floods. I knew there are earthquakes. So I took renter's insurance, and sure enough, there was a massive earthquake very soon thereafter, and all kinds of people lost everything they had. But I had fully insured my entire apartment. I didn't lose it, thank God. But if I had, it was insured up to, like, the very dollar, every dollar I ever put into it. And that's why some people are smart, some aren't. Well, gold is wealth insurance. You got to own it. And you got to own it with the right people. Call Tangible Investments. They've done billions of dollars in transactions. You could trust them. They're friends of Wayne Root. They're friends of the show. Tangible Investments, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. One more time, 800, toll-free, 780-9000. After you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Do you qualify? You don't even have to buy anything. If you qualify, it's yours without buying a thing. $199 gold gift free, 800-780-9000. All right, our guest, Megan Barth, is on the line, ReaganBabes.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Hello, Megan, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. I survived CPAC, and I'm here to talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. And by the way, we're might as well announce that starting in April, so just in about 3 weeks, I'm going to try something new. We're going to have Megan open the Tuesday show, the very first hour, which is 6 o'clock East, 3 o'clock West. She's going to do that first hour for me. We're kind of harkening back to the very early days of the Wayne Root local Vegas radio show when you used to do the first hour on Tuesday and Thursday for me. So I got a chance to work out for an hour in the gym, and I got an hour back of my life. You were there the first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if my memory serves me, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll make sure that everyone's ready for you when you come on at the 4 o'clock hour.
4 o'clock West Coast, but 7 o'clock East.
Yeah, 7 o'clock East.
Very important audience to me nowadays, East and Central, just as important as West. But, Megan will do Tuesday starting first week of April, and from then on in, and we'll see how that goes. And maybe we'll go back to the old days of Tuesdays and Thursdays where you start the show off the first hour. We'll see. We'll see how things work out, but so good. So welcome aboard, Ms. Barth.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be back.
Yes. So tell me about CPAC, because I did not make it. I'm just not a big convention guy, and if I'm not, it's very hard to get away. I got so many advertisers, and I've got to do all these pitches for everybody because they pay for it, and so you have to be here. You can't just get away very often, so I rarely do. So I'm kind of jealous because I would have loved to have been at CPAC. Tell me what happened.
Well, this is my 10th CPAC, so I'm quite the veteran, so to speak. I was back in the Andrew Breitbart days, and the original CPAC that I attended really spurred my activism because I was wondering, where are all the conservatives and where are all the activists? And then I found the conference and went. What I love about the conference each and every year is the amount of young people that attend, which shows me that, you know, we're passing the torch to the next generation and they're ready to carry it. What's different this year was the amount of social media influencers that were present. They're really making an impact in the conservative movement. They're not necessarily, talkers like we are on radio, et cetera. They tend to call it boomer radio. They're doing scopes. They're doing Instagram. They're doing guerrilla-style journalism like Laura Loomer, who you interview, who was kicked out of CPAC. There were a lot of Hispanics for Trump, blacks for Trump. So we're seeing the tent widen with young people, millennials, social influencers. But CPAC overall, I think, is getting a little bit too corporate. And what I mean by that is that
they kicked Laura Loomer out, right? Didn't they do that?
Well, So they kicked Laura Loomer out, and they had a whole bunch of Michelle Malkin actually was the one to call them to the carpet on it. That they had all of these liberal journalists. They gave tens or dozens of CPAC media credentials to liberal journalists who hate us. So it was interesting to see the dichotomy where actually they had a panel talking about censorship, and then they kicked Laura Loomer out for asking Oliver Darcy of CNN a question. She asked him two questions. There was nothing wrong with her approach to Oliver Darcy. If he has a microphone, he gets into our faces. So why can't she get into his face and hold him accountable for his censorship type of activism, whereby he was leading the charge against Alex Jones and other conservatives on Twitter or Facebook that he disagreed with?
Right, I don't get it. How could CPAC throw a conservative journalist like Laura Loomer out? I don't get it.
I don't either, and I don't think that they've really given a explanation as to why they did that. And we cannot, as CPAC would be very wise, if they didn't target conservative journalists. But let's not forget that Andrew Breitbart boycotted CPAC for 1 or 2 years because they wouldn't allow the log cabin Republicans in. And then when they allowed them back in, he decided to come back. But I fear that it's getting a little bit too corporate. And Michelle Malkin, I thought, gave a speech that was fantastic. It didn't really get much press, but she held everybody accountable. The one thing that got press from Michelle Malkin's speech is she said the ghost of John McCain. And she called out Mitch McConnell. She called out John McCain. She called out Paul Ryan for doing absolutely nothing of the immigration crisis at our border. We've been waiting since 1986 to have a border wall. And now we see in the headlines that New York Times actually agrees that it's not a manufactured crisis. It is a full-blown crisis at our border.
Right. Well, of course, it's an invasion. It's not a crisis. It's an invasion. The country's being invaded. And there's a full-blown Jew-hating crisis in the United States, and nobody seems to care or give a damn other than a few Republicans and a few Christians. But, you know, God knows the Jews don't care because they're all Democrats. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Well, and it is, but like, look at the party who is welcoming anti-Semites, Hamas sympathizers, communists, socialists, Marxists, and we can even go back to the time of Robert Byrd, the KKK leader. He was welcomed in the Democrat Party. Why is it that all of these bigots are allowed and all of these communists are allowed, these totalitarian sympathizers? Why are they allowed and welcomed? And why do they believe that they can easily run and win in the Democrat Party? It's because they roll out the red carpet for them, and then they support them by not holding them accountable to their radical, bigoted views like Ilhan Omar. You have literally Jewish and other Democrat senators protecting her, the Black Caucus protecting her, just like they protect Farrakhan. And we're not going to see this in the mainstream media. We are not going to see any accountability. And hold them up for their protection of bigotry, because this is who they are.
Yeah, just interesting. It's not been made again, as usual. It's no surprise, no shock. But Ocasio-Cortez said something really shocking and terrible again yesterday or last night late. She tweeted out that the U.S. should not have authorized use of force against the 9/11 perpetrators. This is a really mentally ill, crazy, wacko, radical nutcase. That it was, the, you know, what was that famous saying they used to call Cleveland, the mistake by the lake? Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are the three biggest mistakes in the history of American politics. How people like this ever wound up in the U.S. House is beyond my comprehension.
Well, it's not really beyond my comprehension, because look at the demographics in their district. Okay, you have Ilhan Omar that actually comes from a district that is a known terrorist breeding ground by the FBI. Why is it known? Why isn't it exterminated? Why are these people deported? So her constituents are terrorists. It's mostly Somali. So that has to do with what? A few things. Chain migration, open borders, a lax enforcement of our immigration laws, as well as the lottery system. And so, you know, I didn't agree with all of Trump's CPAC speech on multiple fronts, But one front I did agree with him is using an executive order to bring speech on campus or protect speech on campus. But why isn't he doing executive orders to make sure that the lottery system is null and void, that the chain migration system is gone?
What about the 14th
Amendment? Yeah, what about anchor babies? Because there is an invasion at our border, and because we have now elected officials, I call her a Hitler and a hijab, within our Congress, this is what we get from chain migration. So Donald Trump could actually do more for the border than simply declare a national emergency and go through all of the, you know, vetoes, et cetera, and the lawsuits that are in front of him. And he could start using his pen and his phone, much like Obama.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting today that David Duke, you know, it's so funny how Democrats scream all day long about white extremists, Trump's with the white extremists, Trump is a white extremist. And meanwhile, a real-life white extremist is David Duke, and David Duke loves Ilhan Omar because, of course, David Duke hates Jews, so he must think she's great. He's embracing her, right? Well, actually, let's speak about this when we get back, because you hear the music, it means we got a quick break. When we get back, we'll pick up with Megan Barth responding to David Duke, the former KKK leader, embracing Ilhan Omar. That makes a lot of sense. I'm sure Muslims love David Duke. I didn't know David Duke liked Muslims, but I guess the enemy of my, what is it, the friend of my enemy, the enemy of my friend? Yeah, the enemy of my friend is my friend. I guess so. I don't know. We'll find out when we get back. We'll see what Megan Barth thinks. We'll hear more about CPAC. Great stuff from Reagan Babe. You'll find her at ReaganBabe.com. Wayne Allyn Root. Newsmax TV starting in about 10 minutes or so. Channel 349 DirecTV and Channel 216 Dish. Or go to NewsmaxTV.com. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, we'll pick up in a second with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. But in the meantime, Liberty HealthShare, sponsor of this segment of the show. There's not much to say, right? Liberty HealthShare is the greatest. I had Aetna, it was $2,000 a month, and I switched to Liberty HealthShare. It's about $450 a month. I saved $18,000 in year one, $18,000 in year two. $18,000 will be my savings this year in year number three. To add it up, that's $54,000 over 3 years, plus my son had a $2,500 dental bill. They reimbursed us $2,000 at $2,500. Oh, my gosh. I had three doctor visits in December. All three were free, no co-pays. They were considered wellness visits. They all took my insurance. No one charged me a penny. It's amazing. Then I got sick, and I got kidney stones. And they negotiated the deal with St. Rose Hospital, and I didn't owe a penny above my deductible. Nothing. My only bill for $20,000 worth of surgery, when you add up the hospital, the surgery, the anesthesiologist, and the doctors, $20,000. My only bill was just the rest of my deductible, which is a couple thousand dollars, and they took all the rest. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. You're a godsend. A Christian health sharing organization, so excuse the pun, but they are a godsend. 855-58-LIBERTY. It's only $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Wayne Root says call them. Check them out. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. LightYourLiberty.com is the website, LightYourLiberty.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare. Thank you for taking care of Wayne Root and taking all that burden off my shoulders as I walked in that surgery. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Megan Barth. We're back with Megan. I asked her to answer and expound a little bit on this whole David Duke thing. What's that famous saying? Chris told me the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I got that. I butchered that at the end of the last segment. You're trying to think at 1,000 miles an hour and come back from an advertising break, and I couldn't remember the exact words. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. David Duke suddenly loves the Muslims because they hate the Jews.
Right, and he posted a tweet of a photo of Ilhan Omar, the Hitler in the hijab, to his Twitter account on Thursday, today, with the heart eyes on the emoji, so like he was in love with her, after her recent comments, disparaging Jews, disparaging Israel. He said, by defiance to ZOG, which is Zionist Occupation Government, Ilhan Omar is now the most important member of the U.S. Congress.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he praised her on his podcast for being the one person in Congress willing to notice AI PAC, and the dual loyalty of many members of Congress. And then, of course, we can't forget Nancy Pelosi, who basically is treating her like a child, saying that she just simply didn't understand her own words and how they were taken.
I was going to say, there's a very interesting article out right now I wanted to get your comments on. An Assyrian Middle Eastern Women's Coalition director, Naran Anweya, warned Americans who visit Minnesota's 5th District, Representative Ilhan Omar's district, you won't believe it's America, and she calls it the terrorist recruitment capital of the country. What do you think
about
that?
And that's what I was referring to. Those are her constituents. The FBI actually understands, knows, and investigates her and has labeled her district as the terrorist recruitment capital of the world. And here we are just sitting by, allowing this cancer, this terrorism, this chain migration to fester, creating terrorist communities within our country. What is wrong with us? Because this is exactly what we're going to get in Congress. This is how the Democrats plan on fundamentally transforming America. Through chain migration, they're getting radical Hamas-supporting, terrorist-loving Congress people, and they're welcomed into the Democrat Party. So she's absolutely, I don't know who that was, but she's absolutely right. That was reported by the FBI not too long ago. And Ilhan Omar is not going to be the only one. There's going to be more. Welcome to the new America.
And by the way, it's not going to be the only district. Minneapolis district isn't the only one. You know that Rashida Tlaib's district in Detroit must look exactly like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's scary. It's
Detroitistan.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's Detroitistan. And that's what's happening in these specific communities. We're seeing churches that are being torn down and replaced by mosques. This is going on throughout the whole entire country. One of the largest mosques was going to be slated to be built in Nashville, until there was an uprising among Tennesseans. And said, no, absolutely not.
All right. So I also see there's something out right now, and I'll get your comment on it, that not just David Duke, the KKK leader, embracing Ilhan Omar, but Jewish economist Paul Krugman embracing Ilhan Omar. Educate me. I didn't even know about this. I hate Krugman's guts. I think he's a low-life commie slime ball. But that's besides the point. He knows as much about economics as I know about women's health issues. But I was going to say something else, but I get myself in trouble. But Paul Krugman, what did he say about Ilhan Omar? Educate us.
Well, as you know, Paul Krugman never, there's always a Democrat that Paul Krugman absolutely adores, and even this Democrat, even though she's against his own Jewish faith, he basically said in Twitter, there are things in life that are certain, death, taxes, unless you're Donald Trump, and the systems of anti-Semitism, but only one brand of anti-Semitism scares me, and it's not on the left. So it's okay if the left is full of anti-Semites, because he politically agrees with them, but he's more afraid of the anti-Semites on the right.
Crazy. Can you imagine that resolution was watered down? So it doesn't even mention her name, and it goes from condemning anti-Semitism to now condemning Islamophobia and white extremism. What a travesty. All right.
Yeah, there's no such thing as Islamophobia. It's a made-up term.
Right. Hey, ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barn, thanks for coming on the show. Thank you, Megan.
Anytime.
See you next week. War Now. We'll be right back with Newsmax TV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.